Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So we did this with Philly. We'll go the other direction. Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix is pretty. Yeah. That's. That's
I think we got to look at our house first before Phoenix.
Well, I mean, you think the Kings are more surprising than Phoenix?
Yeah, for me. I mean, I wasn't really giving Phoenix much going into this season last year, I feel like.
But 32 and 37?
That's bad. But like, we were talking this season for the Kings, like, oh, they might get to 50. Now they might not get to 41.
Yeah, they might. I mean, I hear you. That's surprising for sure. But Phoenix with Durant, like, Booker, and like to not even
we kind of saw from Phoenix. I feel like
we didn't see this though. We didn't see, and we could talk about like the Kings and all this other stuff.
I think it was okay to not buy Phoenix, but this feels bad.
With the Kings, I wish you'd tell the whole story. We're here so we can talk about it. If we were at the beginning of the season, yeah, you guys got DeRozan, but you're going to lose Fox. Mike Brown going to be fired. What you think the record going to be? Oh, I don't know. Phoenix ain't got none of that. Phoenix, nothing happened with Phoenix. They didn't lose nobody, nothing.
They tried to trade their star player.
They traded who?
They tried to trade their star player. Like that's something.
Yeah, but he's there. But they didn't have no injuries. They got a new coach. They added people. They added Nick Richards. They added Trajan, all this other stuff. And they're just not good. I would go Suns ahead of the Kings.
I would too.
Where's Dallas in all this?
Surprised Nico Harrison still has a job, I'll say that.
Yeah.
NBA Finals a year ago.
Yeah, I didn't buy it.
I didn't think they were that either, but I thought they were top six. All. I thought they were top six. They weren't even top six with Luka. Well, Luka was injured a lot too, but they weren't top six then, were they?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember
last season.
No, this year before they traded.
Oh yeah, they were. They were kind of fluctuating between six, seven, eight. I think.
Yeah, they might have been six.
I didn't buy Dallas.
Dallas, I think everyone thought Dallas kind of hit lightning in a bottle or whatever they call it last year. It was kind of like, all right, try to do that again, but I don't think anyone's expecting it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm 100% with that. I still think I'd make Philadelphia a bigger surprise than Phoenix.
Yeah, because I think the worst I thought for Philly, they'd be a play-in team, but now it's just like, all right, hopefully you can keep your lottery pick now.
Yeah, Philly is like really terrible. Yeah, and now they're in the... Now they are in the full-on, man, we got to make sure we keep our lottery pick because that's all we have to add. We have nothing else except this lottery pick. Nothing.
Yeah, they are. The injuries and everything play such a factor in this too, though, and that's why I say Phoenix might be a little bit more of a disappointment because nothing's happened to them.
What did you see from Phoenix though?
I saw
going into this year
top six. You know, maybe 7-8, but I thought they were top six. Everybody loved that they got Trey Jones, and mm-hmm. now they got a real point guard and all this other stuff. And I don't know if people were talking about finals for them, but they felt – I don't think I was alone in saying they'd be a top six. Nothing's happened to them, and they're awful. With the Kings, with Dallas, with Philly, they've been hampered by either having to trade their star player or injuries. So there's an explanation for some of their shortcomings. There's no explanation for Phoenix. You guys just stink.
No. Accurate.
And even before they tried to trade Kevin Durant, they weren't no good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see if that was... Oh, he found out they were trying to trade him and everything spiraled out of control after that. Y'all were sorry before that. That's why they were trying to trade you.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be the biggest disappointment in the league.
Mm.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we established the biggest disappointment. Orlando's a little disappointing, no?
They are.
Context is important.
Yeah.
It feels like they survived the... what we thought might have been the worst part of their mm-hmm. season.
Yeah, they hadn't been able
to. They were bad when their guys got back.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah.
Jalen Suggs has been out. And
yeah. And he's out, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
That I would have never thought, like if you told me right now, I wouldn't be like, oh, they got Paolo back and Franz back, but they ain't got Jalen Suggs, so they can't recover. I wouldn't have thought that, but maybe he was a little bit more vital than I gave him credit for.
The Pacers really kind of nicely turned their season around. They stunk to start the year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had them as a top four seed. I think I backed off of that a little bit after some of the Knicks moves. That's kind of where they are right now by half a game over Milwaukee after the Bucks lost last night. They're 38-29. Mm-hmm. Seeding or otherwise, like they've put together a fine season after the tough start. We focused a little bit more on Milwaukee. That's because Giannis and Dame and all of that, and Chris Haynes. Chris Haynes finds out about every damn meeting that takes place because I guess Doc pulled his leaders aside last night after that loss to the Warriors and had a meeting. I don't know.
Genuine question here. Who's Tyrese Haliburton as a player?
He's a good borderline all-star point guard.
Is he your number two?
Is Tyrese is a traditional point guard, right? Like you asked about that the other day. Yeah. He's a traditional point
guard.
He's an organizer?
He's an organizer.
Okay.
He's 18-9 this season. 18 points, 9 assists. Okay. Shooting 38, almost 39% from three.
Who's the league leader in assists? Do we know?
I can look that
up. Is it Harden? Oh, no, it's Trey.
It is Trey. That's right.
You can look it up.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. I think it is Trey. I mean, it was Trey at the half,
I think.
Or not the half, the All-Star game.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if it wasn't him now. That's right. Okay.
Playing bound. 3 games under 500, Atlanta Hawks.
The 7th seed. 3 games under 500, Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, Trey's first. Jokic is in second.
Damn.
Is he double digits? Is he still averaging a triple-double?
Yeah, he's 10.3.
Woo! So he going to finish the season with a triple-double.
It's amazing.
Oh, I heard you. I heard you. That's cute.
Give him MVP.
No, we go. We get out of discussion.
Hold off.
Yeah.
We got a show to do, bro. Hold off a little bit.
No, that was a joke right there.
No, it wasn't. I know what you're doing.
That was a joke. Shots at you. Shout out Russ.
Jokic is having an impressive season, man. Good for him. But I'm also going to start looking at Jokic the same way that these people look at Giannis. Giannis has had numbers that have crushed his MVP numbers. Mm-hmm. No one ever blinked at him. I'm done blinking at Jokic. Like, what's so different? You got, like, what, Denver's the top seed in the West? No, they're not. They're 13.5 games worse than Oklahoma City. No, that ain't it. You ain't going to get me with that one. All of these guys, when you win multiple MVPs, and I don't know why this is a thing with the media that cover this sport, because it doesn't appear to be a thing in football. They think Aaron Rodgers has the best season. They give Aaron Rodgers the MVP. Mm-hmm. They think he has the best season again. They give him the MVP. These like little pretentious writers who have these votes are like, oh, you got to do something different. No, bro, you need to be the best. You either are or you aren't. And these guys can't make up their mind on what the best is. They just fawn and drool over Jokic. Oh, the numbers he did are better than the ones he did last year or any of his MVP seasons. Dope. You didn't even blink at Giannis when he did that. Giannis won two straight, and y'all just stopped looking at him. You have not mentioned that man's name in years in these conversations.
Right.
It's been Jokic and Joel.
Right.
Jokic and SGA. Jokic and whatever player you want to draw yourself to.
I agree with you. I got thoughts.
Jokic Denver really, sitting at, sorry.
Also, Jokic really, he doesn't get held to what Tatum and Giannis get held to, I think. Like, as far as...
I have never heard Tatum's name in an MVP conversation, yeah. Ever.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, they
took him out Tatum.
2 years ago.
That's crazy.
Was it last year or 2 years
no,
ago?
No, it was 2 years ago.
When he can't win. Didn't they lose, like, two games to Denver or something? They lost to Denver. They lost two back-to-back games.
Oh, that's right.
That
yeah.
They're like, well, yeah. And it was like January.
Played himself out of the MVP conversation.
It was like January. They're like, yeah, well, he's just out of it. And they never brought him back in. Seasons later.
Yeah, like, cause, like Giannis is 30-12-6 this season.
Mm.
He hasn't been top two in MVP voting since he won it back in 2019-2020 season. Since then, he's just gone to top three.
And he's still one of the top defenders in the league. He's still an all-NBA caliber defender.
Hmm.
Giannis is.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Tatum as well. Tatum is a defensive player. He takes on Jesse. You see it. He takes on the assignment of the top wings, you know, on the opposing team, still putting up 27-8-6 or something like that for a team that's 50-19.
You figure with Giannis and the Bucks, like the Bucks aren't what they were 3 years ago. Like Middleton's gone. Like they just have Dame. Bobby Portis has been out for 20-25 game suspension. Like Giannis is and what's still keeping this team up.
What's funny about that, that you mentioned that, is the Bucks are at 38 wins.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The Nuggets are at 44. 6-game difference. What was the Bucks' record to start the season?
Oh, it was bad. They were like 7 games under.
We were throwing dirt on them.
And here I am.
Everybody was laughing at Doc. So I guess Jokic and Michael Malone get more credit for barely for being, you know, an average team, above average team the whole year, versus the Bucks starting out bad, turning it around, and finding themselves at least in the same neighborhood as the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. All right, so we got some thoughts. I got some thoughts. We can talk about them on the other side.
I'm holding back from a. Yeah, let's just go to commercial. Just forget it. Let's go to commercial. Yeah, my first trip to New York, I ate like a jackass. I was like, just give me all the street food.
That's how you got to do it. That's how. Did you get a a papaya hot dog?
Nah, I don't think so.
That's pretty good. They'd be serving those on the streets.
Yeah, I don't think I did that.
Now just bacon wrap the hot dog, throw some bell peppers on there, some onions, and you're good.
I'll say this. I've never eaten one, man, but them people outside the Golden One Center, man.
Woo!
The aroma.
Woo!
Made me want to call Johnny Jennings and sell my house and move to New York and start a hot dog stand, and you could do that super easy.
New York,
yeah, start a hot dog stand right out there. Johnny Jennings and his team at Made for More Realty will make it super easy. Not the hot dog stand part, but the selling your house part. You can avoid the hassle of selling and get at least 3 guaranteed cash offers in just 72 hours.
My man over at Johnny Jennings, he's always looking out, right? And that's why you got people like Jennifer, who heard about Johnny Jennings and his guaranteed offer program on the radio and wanted to hire him because she needed to sell her home quickly and for top dollar. You got to make sure you cash out, right? We're not skimping. There are no discounts going on here. We need that top dollar. And there was a lot of other houses in that neighborhood that were for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Jennings and his company, Made for More Realty, were able to get her full price offer and her home sold the very first weekend it was on the market.
They'll sell your home 27% faster than other homes on the market at 3% higher purchase price than other realtors. Ask about their guaranteed home sale program. Expect more, get more with Johnny Jennings and the team at Made for More Realty, California DRE number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. You have some thoughts on the MVP conversation.
It should be SGA, without a question.
Okay.
There is no debate. And if it's not SGA, it's a criminal offense by the NBA, the writers, anybody who's voting for this. What are we doing? It's SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is your 2024-2025 MVP. That doesn't mean he's the best player in the world. That doesn't mean any of that. But he's the MVP. And the fact that there are so many people willing to twist themselves into a pretzel to try to make an argument for Jokic to be MVP is ridiculous. Especially talking about the things that you talked about with Giannis and why he just never gets a look anymore.
SGA 33-5-6 on the best team in the league.
I don't know what we're doing. Like there is no argument. I was talking with James and everybody on the handoff before, and James was giving me PRE and the offensive box per 48. I don't need to hear all that. Jokic is not the MVP. It's SGA. This is open, closed, shut, locked it up case. He's the MVP. There's no question about it. I don't know why. I just don't know why we're doing all these – mental gymnastics and like I said, twisting ourselves into a pretzel trying to give Jokic a shot here.
Why do you think they love Jokic so much?
Go ahead. Why do you think they love Jokic so much?
I guess they just love his game.
Oh. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
He's a great player, and if we want to have a discussion about being the best player in the NBA, sure. Sure, that is perfectly fine. Under no circumstances should he even be, I'm going to say, under no circumstance should he even be considered for MVP this year. There is two people that probably should be considered, and one is kind of still distant. It's SGA, it's Jason Tatum.
Hmm.
That's it. And Tatum isn't even really close to SGA. There's nobody close to SGA right now.
Well, I don't get to, like, if you want to throw Jokic in the conversation, that's fine, but why is it only a two-person race at that point then? Because it's not like Jokic, I don't think his numbers are just completely blowing everyone's out the waters. Like, there's comparable players then if we're doing that. At least I feel.
I agree. I don't know why.
Like, throw Jokic in there, fine, but throw Giannis, like you've been saying. Throw in Tatum if you want or whoever else. Like, I don't get why it's just SGA and Jokic.
It really is egregious that Tatum just never mentioned. Just never
mentioned.
Oh,
I agree with that. I wholeheartedly agree with that.
I can't figure it out. But Jokic is great. And like I told James and Kyle, my boys, earlier, if we doing so much for Jokic, being MVP, y'all can't never talk to me about defense again. Never. Because Giannis, Tatum, and SGA, relatively comparable stats, way better defenders, way more impactful defenders. They play both sides of the floor. Now, there are probably stats that point to Jokic being better than we realize. And that's fine. That's cool. But nobody in their right mind would look at those four players, say rank them on the defensive end, and have Jokic anywhere but fourth. So we talk about defense a lot. We talk about the best player. Is he the best offensive player, or is he the best all-around player?
I feel like this happens every year where we can't decide what MVP means. Is it the best player in the league? Because it seems to move depending on who the media wants to vote. And that's all that this boils down to, is who does this group of writers feel like they want to vote as the MVP? They create a story. They do it themselves before the season starts. There is an MVP front runner before the season starts, before a game is played, before a record has been established, before points have been scored. They have someone in their mind, and it's up to them whether that person loses it or not. It's the Tatum thing you were referencing. I don't even remember if it was during the commercial or in our last conversation.
Yeah, it was on there.
When, like, he can't win the MVP because of regular season games he lost in January. Oh, okay, so now he's out of the MVP conversation because he lost two games. Well, he was already on fragile ground with some of these writers anyways. So they were looking for a way to move him out of the paint. The one that I find as fascinating as Tatum is Giannis. They just stop talking about him. Dude wins two MVPs, wins the championship. Some of them accidentally admit on their podcast, we can't give him another MVP if he doesn't win a championship. Which is insane, because Jokic has how many MVPs?
Two or three.
I think he has three. And how many titles does he have?
One.
Okay, so that rule didn't apply to Jokic. Got it. Only applied to Giannis, okay? What rules apply to Jason Tatum? Here's the part that sucks for SGA, though. SGA is the new darling for these guys. It ain't going to last more than a year with SGA.
Oh, no. No.
Because for some reason, they don't want their MVP to be boring. Unless it's Jokic. Then you can hate basketball, show up to work, treat it like a 9-to-5, and not care. Someone somewhere at some point will write an article, Jason Tatum, man, he can't run this league, man. It can't be him. Like he treats this game like a like a job. Someone will write that article. They won't write it about Jokic, though, who very literally thinks the NBA is a job. Hates it. Wins the championship, just wants to go home. Hey, how about that parade, Jokic? I just want to go home.
Yeah.
It's like someone needs to, what we have, the Jordan rules? We need the Jokic rules. But it's not basketball, it's media. How do we judge this? And James brainwashed like the rest of them. James is sitting across from I don't know who, and they're stirring that cup like in Get Out, and they got James. They got him. Because James will fight for Jokic.
And
he'll ride or die with Nikola Jokic.
And Denver, 44-25, really good record. Really good team. Jokic, once again, best player in the NBA. You want to say that? That's fine. I don't understand, after all I've ever seen with the NBA, how SGA, who checks all the boxes out.
I think I can tell you. Boston won 64 games last year. 64. And nobody even say that man's name last year after January. Nobody said that man's name last year. They won 64 games. They had it in their mind who they want to vote with. Now, the difference is Denver won 57 last year. I don't think they're getting to that.
Yeah. So I and a lot of people in the chat talk about, you know, KC bugging, like Jokic definitely in the conversation. No, he's not. He ain't in the conversation. Not everything warrants a conversation. We can have a conversation about the other great players and the great seasons that they're having. But when we say who the MVP is, there is no conversation. SGA is as qualified as anybody that's ever been up for the debate. He checks all the boxes. Leads the league in scoring. Leader of the best team with the best record. Great defender. Clutch, all that stuff. The story's there for him. There's no reason why he should not be the MVP for a guy that's, what are we? His team is 13 games behind his? No, there is no argument. You can't tell me a compelling argument as to why Jokic or Giannis should be in the MVP conversation.
Giannis has averaged more points and more assists in three of the five seasons since he's won the MVP. The second time. The second MVP. And he's averaging like three more points per game than he did the first time he won the MVP. And also, as you noted this earlier, the man won Defensive Player of the Year that same year.
There we go. Ian is in the chat, and he says, it's crazy that I said it was all right, what are we looking at then? Like, what are we looking at that Jokic does and it's more impactful than SGA? So we're not looking at wins and losses no more. All of a sudden, we ain't looking at wins and losses no more.
And that's where the bar keeps getting moved.
Yeah, all of a sudden. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know why we got to keep doing this with Jokic. He's the best player in the league. That's
Here's
fine.
What I
like,
stop I myself
why we
from
keep
saying.
Twisting ourselves. No, he's got to be included in this. No, he
Jokic
doesn't.
Jokic is simultaneously the best player in the league and the most overrated player in the league. He's both. He could be the best player in the league, but y'all put this put this dude on a pedestal. This man has won a single. Y'all kill LeBron for showing up to the finals 10 years in a row, 8 years in a row, whatever it was. Y'all killed LeBron for showing up to the finals 8 years in a row. Jokic has been there once, and you got him as the man. So how come titles don't count for Jokic? Kevin Durant's trash. He's garbage. Top 10, yeah, whatever. He won Steph's titles. He went to two finals. Won two finals. Jokic is cool, just going to one. All right.
And here's the issue that I have with that. They changing the rules and trying to bend over backwards for Jokic when they hadn't done that with nobody else. LeBron James, if we're talking about the best player in the world, how many MVPs should LeBron James have? Like 12?
All of them. Same with Mike. Same with
Mike.
Kobe Bryant has one MVP. One. Kobe Bean Bryant has one MVP.
So, and like I said, they just trying to, I just don't understand why we got to change the rules and do all this twisting and all this other stuff to get Jokic in there. He's not the MVP. SGA is. SGA is leading the league in scoring. He's a top flight defender. His team is 13 games better.
Best player on the
than the Nuggets. Like, what are we doing? Why? We can acknowledge Jokic is great. Giannis is great. Tatum is great. All this other stuff. That's cool. They're not the MVP this year. They're just not. But here we go. Sure enough, people in the chat, and you call in 916-909-1320. Oh, man, they offended. They offended that somebody is saying this about Jokic. They ain't offended that nobody's saying this about Tatum. They're not offended that we're not saying this, that we're saying this about Giannis. But Jokic, oh, it's offensive. KC, you crazy. All right, man. All right, this is the problem. This is the problem. And how many times have I stand for Giannis or Tatum? I'm telling you right now, no, they don't have no, they're not in the discussion. There's one player that should be the MVP this year. One player. It's SGA by a landslide.
And I see it from my man Patrick. Donovan Mitchell's getting the Jason Tatum treatment. He ain't referencing this. Again, what's the barometer for MVP in this league? We just talked about how Cleveland might be the most surprising team of the season. Donovan isn't putting up MVP numbers. So is that what we're talking about?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because it's every year it's the best player on the best team conversation, or is it some extraordinary stat? Is it? I don't remember if the Rockets had the best record that year, but Harden's numbers were crazy. Mm-hmm. Russ made history. Giannis was probably hand in hand with both. If the Bucks weren't the best team in the league, they were one of the best teams in the league. We talk about guys just getting taken out of the conversation. LeBron James just averaged 30 points as a 38-year-old like 2 years ago. Not even in the conversation anymore. It's because the story's old. It's not about who the best player in the league is anymore. It's about their story. This boils down to all of those riders that Kings fans get angry with. Y'all are riding with them right now. Y'all are in the Brian Windhorst sidecar. Because Windhorst was the most egregious. He was the one who said it out loud. He was the one who reminded everybody, we've got stories to write. And I'm not writing a story talking about this player being the best in the league when he can't take his team to a championship. We all know that's the case. He just said it on his podcast. Maybe he thought no one was listening. But he said it. And every year, this offseason, there's going to be a story. This is the tough part for OKC. This is the really tough part for SGA. They're going to turn on him. Mm-hmm. They're going, the same collective that is behind him, they're going to slowly and subtly start to turn on him. And he'll be Derrick Rose, James Harden, whoever, unless OKC wins the title, and I don't think they will, but a lot of people think they do. Unless Oklahoma City wins the title, all of this is out the window. Mm-hmm. Then he's Steph. Then he's getting that ultimate, like he could win another one next year. Mm-hmm. Now they might turn heel in the eyes of NBA fans, but they're not going to turn heel in the eyes of NBA writers. Let OKC lose in the second round instead of the conference finals. Boy.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Boy.
It's a problem.
You don't think they're going to have something to say about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Should Absolutely. That happen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Doesn't happen with
Jokic, though.
Not at all.
It's Jamal's fault. Micah Malone fell short.
They didn't get the roster around him. He's just exhausted. Nick V, who... Look, I'd never try not to judge a book by its cover. But what the hell does Nick V know about basketball? Kenny can't explain how OKC is minus 12 favorites tonight without SGA and Jalen Williams. Because they're playing the Sixers.
Ooh.
The hell are you talking about?
That's a little tough, Nick.
And if everything matters so damn much, why were the Nuggets able to beat the hottest team in basketball the other night without Jokic?
Yeah, Nick, you might have to take a lap on that one. That's tough.
Fence and back.
Man. We threw in a spread against the Philadelphia 76ers. That's a tough look.
The Scranton 86ers.
In Oklahoma City. That made it worse. Come on, Nick. As a matter of fact, Nick, two laps,
you know,
Nick.
Just run so I tell you to stop. Yeah, how about
man,
that?
Man, that's tough. I always hated when the PE teacher did that. That was no fun. That was no fun, but these are conversations around this award, which is completely subjective, and I think SGA is absolutely worthy. I wish Donovan was in the conversation. I get why he's not at this point in the year. I'm fine if Jokic is in the conversation. But SGA feels like he's the MVP, hands down.
I agree.
And that's the story they're starting to tell. But that story will change if they fall short in the playoffs. It happens with all the great players.
It absolutely
Hell,
does.
Joel's had MVP caliber years prior to his untimely death this year.
Like I said.
Figurative.
Like I said, the story is the story. I don't have a problem with the story. Maybe it's because that's how I've been brought up as an NBA fan. Like, Allen Iverson in 2001, was he better than Shaq that year? Was he better? No, but that was, he had the year. Mm-hmm. He had the MVP season. That's perfectly fine. I don't have no problem with that. It doesn't mean you're the best player in the world. Doesn't mean that. But you combine your talent level, you combine that with your team's record, your team's success, and the numbers that you're putting up, and the formula has been clear since I've been alive. But for some reason, we're trying to switch up the formula here. And we don't switch that up with nobody else.
I don't think the formula has been the same. I think they adjust it to fit their story.
The story's always been, I don't want to say number one, but like we know what the story is that year. The story, like you can make the argument with Russ, that he didn't have the team success.
Yeah, no.
But the story was, this guy's doing something we've never seen
before. Yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Sometimes it benefits a favorite player of mine, sometimes it doesn't.
What I meant is the barometer for the MVP seems to always evolve.
True.
And it's the best team, best player, or like, there were people who thought Russell Westbrook didn't deserve the MVP that year because his team won, I think, 46 or 47 games. Oh, you can't win the MVP with that record. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's best player on the best team. Okay. I mean, if we're consistent with that, then let's be consistent with it. Now, that's not the direction that they went. You know, they told this story as if it was going to be a close race between him and James Harden, and the fact is it wasn't. Russ's accomplishments that year won him the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Was Derrick Rose the best player in the league that year? Or did he take the league by storm? Mm-hmm. Well, what's fun to write about? Taking the league by storm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and once again, you talk about that story. You know, the hometown kid leads his team to the number one seed. You know what I mean? Like, and he's got the numbers to back everything up. Yeah, he's the MVP. It's cool. But like we got people that want to have two different conversations over this. They say, oh, well, Jokic is the best player in the world. How is he not the MVP? All right, man. Like, all right, whatever. And then that don't even take into account we talking about guys like Giannis who have comparable numbers offensively and is light years of a more impactful and better defensive player. Leave it to the unethical hooper, Kenny Caraway, to talk about defense. Now y'all don't want to talk about defense. Y'all tell me all the time I don't like defense. But now defense don't matter when we talk about your beloved Nikola Jokic. Ah, defense, yes, you know. But he's so impactful. Oh, okay, we ain't talking about defense no more. All right. Just remember that. Just remember that.
Michael Jordan averaged 32.6 points per game in a year that they won the title and didn't win the MVP. Finished third in 1993. I don't remember who finished second. Charles was definitely the winner.
Okay, Charles won it. Oh, it was maybe Hakeem.
Okay.
Maybe Hakeem. Do they have the voting?
No, I'm just looking at some Jordan numbers. 33.6 points per game, didn't win the MVP. I think that's 90. I think that's Magic.
Hakeem was second, by the way, that year.
Okay, there you go. I think who won it in, I assume it was Magic in 1990. 33.6 Jordan average.
If you're talking 89-90, it was still Mike. Mike won it, Magic came in second.
89-90, Mike won the MVP? Or 90-91, Mike won the MVP?
Yeah, Magic won 89-90.
Okay, thank you.
He won three straight then, huh?
Who?
Mike. Or maybe he won Magic. Three out of four.
No, Mike did not win three straight. He won.
Because 87 was a 37-point year.
Yes, 87-88, he won that year. He did not win in 88-89.
Magic won that one then.
I think Magic won back-to-back.
Yeah, he was back-to-back Magic.
And then Mike won back-to-back in 91-92. And then they went with Charles. Michael Jordan did not win three MVPs in a row. Only Larry got that distinction. Yeah, 30. I mean, he led the league in scoring all of these years, didn't he? I think Mike's got, what, six? One, two, three. Or is it five?
Yeah, he's got five. Because he didn't win it in 93, and then he didn't win it one of the Karl Malone years.
Yeah, he didn't win it in 1997. Averaged a measly 29.6 points per game. Won the title again that year. Mm-hmm. Defensive player of the year votes in every single one of these years.
Oh, defense.
Every single one. Mm.
Defense.
We'll come back. There's another guy that gets talked about stupidly by the media, and I don't know why football teams keep doing this, but quick note to the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I don't really care what the New York Giants do, but quick note to the Pittsburgh Steelers, this right now, this is what you're signing up for if you sign this dude. We'll explain. Steeler and Casey on ESPN 1320. Latest injury report has Darius Garland out for the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Rest day for Darius Garland. Evan Mobley not even listed on the injury report. I was wondering if he was going to go back-to-back after just returning to the lineup, and it looks like he will, unless something changes over the course of the next couple of hours. Again, he's not even on the injury report. So Darius Garland out for the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight as they step into the Golden 1 Center to take on your Sacramento Kings. Cleveland Cavaliers, losers of two straight, only lost three in a row one time this year. Our Cleveland insider says they don't look good. All right.
Is the Cleveland insider, is he like a Kyle Mattson? Where he's...
Nah.
With the Cavs.
He's not that extreme. No. No. The Warriors will be down 2-0 and Kyle will text trade everybody.
I think Kyle Mattson dropped a tweet yesterday. Oh, of course the Warriors are blowing leads again. Of course, classic Warriors.
They've won 14 of 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. It's fun when he tweets it because then, like, everybody sees it. Like, that's Kyle Mattson vibes right there. So, I guess much, you know, against the idea of common sense, Aaron Rodgers has multiple offers waiting for him. Allegedly, there's one waiting from Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And there's one waiting from the New York Giants.
Okay.
It's Aaron Rodgers who has yet decided where he wants to play. And some insiders are expecting, like, he's in no rush from everything we've been told. He's in no rush to make this decision. And that's fine. Like, I don't care where Aaron Rodgers, I'll say what I said last year and believe I'll be 100% right. Aaron Rodgers is going to suck this year. I hope he signs with the Giants because I want better for Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This feels like a very anti-Pittsburgh Steelers move. Mm-hmm. Signing a dude like this is what you're signing up for. Like, with Aaron Rodgers, this is what you're signing up for. You're trying to put together your team. You're trying to put together your game plan. I don't know what other – maybe you come up with a plan for the draft. Maybe you put together trade proposals. Maybe there are other free agents out there that I'm not aware of. I don't really know. You can't move forward until this idiot decides what he wants to do. Why a team – now, the Giants, I understand. The Giants are – they're a dumpster fire. Like, they're garbage. But why a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers would sit around and wait for this idiot to decide what he wants to do is beyond me.
What else do you do if you're Pittsburgh?
That's what I was going to ask. Like, what's the other move?
You could do anything. This isn't going to work. You could sign Jesse Tapier or Kenny Caraway.
I disagree with you on that one, pal.
It ain't going to get much worse. He's going to be terrible.
You don't think
he's going to alienate members of that locker room, and you're going to be left tap dancing around this jackass all season long. This is a mistake. Any team that signs him is making a mistake and is being demonstrated in real time right now.
You don't think the Steelers organization is like strong enough to handle a personality like that?
No, honestly, I wonder if they would just cut him. Like, you know what, dude, forget it. Go home. Or here's your money. Get out of my face.
See,
he's not good. That's the other thing. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, but neither is Gardner Minshew.
Dude, no, that's true. Gardner Minshew isn't good either. Draft a quarterback. You don't have a pick?
Yeah, I mean,
what do you think? You got a championship contender?
That's probably you got DK.
I think they're operating as if they could, if you get the right quarterback in there.
Okay, so your approach this offseason was to sign Aaron effing Rodgers at 41. That was your plan. You got DK Metcalf. You got this squad that you think could compete, and your plan was Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm kind
of
lost
in
on
the
what they
year
wanted to
of
do.
2025.
See,
that was your plan.
See, I can't. I'm not going to argue with anything you said because I agree with you.
You want me to get you a Rodgers jersey? Because no. I know you're about to say something next.
No, I agree with you. I'm just thinking about it from a Steelers POV. I'm with you. Draft a quarterback, but I'm probably looking at like I could draft a quarterback and still sign Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? Like I don't know if I want to put
that young quarterback in that quarterback room. You trust Aaron Rodgers to do that?
I mean, no, but Jordan Love is fine, right? Like he's not going to do damage.
I'd argue that was a different Aaron Rodgers.
No,
no, because Aaron at least was good.
True, but. He's not gonna corrupt that quarterback. Not because he won't try, but just because the quarterback will look at the rookie will look at him like you're a jackass. Like not like you're gonna follow him or anything else like that. So if you're trying to win now, which they are, you make that move for DK, you're trying to win this year. What are the other options?
Like you, it,
like if, to be honest with
if
you,
if you don't have a quarterback, you're not in a win this year mode.
Well, you're trading like you are. You're making moves like you are.
But that's your problem. You're making a mistake. If you don't have that's your starting point, not your finishing point.
Do we need to have a conversation about the Steelers and who's running things then? Because I mean, like Mike Tomlin or whoever runs the show is like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, come on down. Like they think it's a good move.
Is Mike Tomlin in charge?
I just
assumed they had a general manager, and I didn't know his name. Mike Tomlin?
I don't know. I think he's got a lot of sway. He's got a voice in there.
Omar Khan is a GM, but yeah.
To be honest with you, when I'm thinking about like what I would do, because I'm with you. I don't. Rodgers is cooked. Like he finished. I'd probably honestly, I'd go get Jameis Winston. Before I get Aaron Rodgers.
I'm with you. I did see the report from Florio that they were out with the kid from Alabama.
Jalen Milroe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. You got to go get somebody. I would go get Jameis, and I would still draft one.
Jameis is kind of scary, though.
He is.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers, I can work with that. Jameis.
I don't know. Aaron's done. Like, he's finished. He can't even throw the ball no more.
He's had three seasons that aren't good. The last two were really bad.
Oh, yeah.
And I was on the the train of, yo, get him with the Jets with that defense. Like, he's not what he was, but he'd still be all right. And he was so much worse than even I thought he would be. He was awful. It didn't get better in a year. I mean, you can maybe how you rationalize it is it took him a year, and it takes anybody a year coming off that injury.
Mm-hmm.
And he got that bad year out the way, and he'll be better. He'll never be close to what
he was. He's 41. This isn't a 26-year-old coming off of an Achilles injury.
I know. But
or a year removed from an Achilles injury.
The 26-year-old, maybe it wouldn't have took him all year. Maybe at 41, it did take him all year. Because I think, wasn't it Kirk Cousins at the end of last year was like, I still don't feel okay. Like
I think that was at the beginning of the year. Maybe it was at the end. I thought it was at the beginning of the year where he was just like, I still don't feel.
Right.
Is he on a team?
He's still on Atlanta,
right? Is he still there? Trade for Kirk Cousins. I'd take Kirk Cousins in Pittsburgh over Aaron Rodgers.
You want that contract too?
Well, it can't be that bad, is it?
Oh, it's pretty bad, I'm assuming.
Is it? No, it can't be because it can't be that bad. Don't look. Have we ever done a football pocket watching?
Well, they're always so fake.
Yeah, we don't do those.
Oh, that's right.
Fake.
That's true. All right. Calm down.
Trying to mess up my winning record.
You don't have a winning record.
You do not have a winning record.
I got a championship, though.
I don't even think you beat Eddie in that game where Jesse disappeared.
I got a championship. Me and Jokic, we got one.
So they have an out. They have an out next year?
Says that, but I mean, the dead cap is still 35.
Nah.
Still not great money.
I still do it. I don't think that's you're talking about for like a year. I'd do it. You would
run the hooks though.
No,
Cousins.
No, don't tell me.
Yeah, I'll take Aaron Rodgers over Kirk Cousins' contract.
Man,
easy because I can just move on from Aaron after this year and restart again. I'm stuck with Kirk Cousins for like the next 3 years.
I don't think.
Or I got to pay him.
I think you. I don't want
Kirk Cousins. I don't want Kirk Cousins. I'm serious, and I know he's scary, Jesse. I get you. I'm still looking at Jalen or Jameis. Excuse me.
I feel like with Aaron, like the Steelers can at least get to 8-9, 9-8. With Jameis, like who knows? We might go 2-15 or win the division.
Oh, you're not going 2-15.
Jameis, I love Jameis, but he's not that good anymore.
I'm trying to see. This is so confusing.
If you take Jameis, you're benching him by week 8.
Well,
that's where your rookie quarterback comes into play.
Yeah, but I think you can still get some wins with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, gosh.
Wow.
It's Mike Tomlin. I believe in Mike Tomlin. What do you want me to do?
Right. Switching it to Tomlin. Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to find free agent quarterbacks right now.
They've been barreling out on Mike Tomlin.
No, that's not true. I'm disappointed in Pittsburgh for being a part of this conversation.
So these are the guys we're talking about here. We're talking about... No, I think he signed somewhere.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
I was going to say Jacoby's Brissett, but they said he's with Washington. It's really Jameis. And I would take Jameis over Aaron Rodgers today.
Would you have taken Daniel Jones over Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Looking at both of you in the class.
Yes.
You take Daniel Jones?
This year, yes. I would.
What about you, Guy?
I don't know if I do that. I think Daniel Jones is really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Daniel Jones is good at all.
Would you?
Hell, sign Trey Lance.
Okay.
There you go, KC.
Okay.
Go sign Trey Lance.
Wow, okay. Yeah, no. No.
What?
We're going to take your key card away now.
What?
Go sign Kenny's boy.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!